I'll take it in, but don't look down. 'Cause I'm on top of the world.
Obviously on top of the world, or at least on top of the West. Rider fans feeling pretty confident now after that big game against the Argonauts. Maybe not the most exciting game, but it had a few good highlights.
Harris, now he's going to look deep down the field. Hold in! Oh, are you kidding me, MLS? That's filthy stuff!
Yeah, that was a great one. 27-19 victory over the Argonauts. Riders now 12-4. And of course, not since 1976. For just the third time since 1976, our Riders have clinched first place in the West and home run bye into the playoffs. Joining me now for his take and reaction, it's our Grey Cup champ, Belton Johnson, obviously a Green Zone analyst too. Maybe moving a little slower. I noticed from all that home cooking you did on Thanksgiving, you good there, buddy?
Oh no, I'm good to go, Greg. It was good though.
I gotta admit, I was salivating looking at the pictures you were sharing on social media as you pulled everything out of the oven. You really are torturous to us when you do that, but I'm glad you had a good one. And what did you think? It wasn't a fascinating game Friday, but we got a victory. What'd you think?
Well, they found a way to win the game, right? And you know, offensively, you know, they got in a groove there. First quarter, they were able to score and everything, which was good to see. And then they went into this lag again, right? That's the only thing I'm worried about the last couple of games, these lags and everything. And, you know, defensively, they played really good there and everything, right? And special teams, holy cow, did Brett Lowther come through, man. They needed every one of those points, Greg.
Oh, yeah. 5 for 5 on Friday for Brett, which was pretty nice comeback for him. Hoping that's the sort of focus we get from him the rest of the way forward. And they showed him a little love in the locker room after the game, too, I guess.
All right, fellas. So proud of this guy. Redemption. Where's he at, Brett Lowther?
Aaron pumped, redemption it is, I guess they released Campbell Fair on Monday too, so they feel pretty confident, don't they?
They do, and you know, I don't know what it is. It just looked like he was crisp. I saw the field goal, the ball going straight down the middle. I didn't see him wavering or anything, right? So, like you said, I hope he's got that groove back because they are gonna need him going down the stretch here.
All right, now. Jake Mayer expected to start a quarterback for Trevor Harris against the Bombers Friday. Mayer said, hey, you know, give me a chance like this. I'm up for it. This is a good move, right?
It's a great move. I think Trevor Harris, he needs the rest. And I'm not saying he needs the rest the entire way up to the playoffs, right? But this particular game, just let him rest. Let's see what Jake Mayer has. And because as a backup, he has to be ready as well for playoff games.
Well, you need him out there. You need him out there in that BC game, don't you, Trevor? At least for half of that?
I don't even know if I'm playing him at all. I think the following week, or the BC, yes.
Yeah, not this week, but next.
Next week, I would definitely be playing him some just to, you know, get back into the groove and everything. Let him have this week off, though.
Okay. All right, buddy. Nice to check in with you. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for the insight, Belton.
Hey, have a good one.
Belton Johnson there. And Green Zone postgame callers joining Belton and the crew were satisfied for the most part.
We did it ugly, blowing out by a rouge, by a field goal. Hey, it doesn't matter.
I'm sure my blood pressure is off the charts.
Good win, that's for sure.
I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't pretty, but we got it done.
Now, it's just a matter of resting the injured. And boy, it's like a month almost here before that West final. So a good opportunity to get everyone healthy again. By the way, the Grey Cup is next month. We still haven't heard who the halftime performer is yet, have we? Like, what is going on here? Get on it already. Looks like it's fireworks between former Prime Minister Trudeau and Katy Perry. Both of them caught in California on a yacht over the weekend, making out. Someone wrote on X, Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. One pretended to be an astronaut. The other pretended to be a prime minister. But it looks like the love is true for the two of them. After defeating the Yankees, the Blue Jays went in with all the hype against Seattle.
The Blue Jays are back in the ALCS.
We want it all.
I want it all. And I want it now.
They want it all. They want it now. But now they really got to prove they really want it because they are down 2 games to the Seattle Mariners. Losing 10-3 yesterday. They've got a day off today. In fact, the next 3 games are in Seattle, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday if necessary. Of course, Jays fans hoping that they return to Rogers Center on Sunday and Monday. But the Mariners, they are cooking right now. The game really went sideways on the Jays after they fought back to tie it. But the Mariners just kept on coming. They hit 3 home runs, a couple 3-run homers, and a 2-run shot. They were up 10-3, top of the 7th, never looked back. We keep waiting for the Blue Jays offense like we saw against the Yankees. Nothing yet. Boy, those Mariners, they sure know how to hit home runs, right? They did it again. 8 of their 10 runs came on home runs. As for the Jays, well, you got to be hopeful, right? They faced adversity before. They were under 500 near the end of May. They had that stretch where they lost 6 out of 7 in the last week of the regular season before they found a way to win the last 4 and win the division. So who knows? Everything's intensified, of course, in October, but I'm saying there's a chance. There's a chance. Got to give a shout-out to the Regina Thunder. Woo! 56-3 win over the Wildcats from Edmonton. It was a wet, windy one on Sunday. The Thunder will now host the Edmonton Huskies next Sunday in one PFC semifinal playoff matchup, and Saskatoon will host the other against the Winnipeg Rifles. Hey, this weekend, if you're looking for a little fun, maybe I can help for free. The Regina Symphony Orchestra is back in action this Saturday night, and they're presenting ABBA like you've never heard before. They're calling it a symphonic tribute. They've got Jeans and Classics, this band they work with on occasions where they sing. They've got their own band, but then the orchestra accompanies it, and it's all about ABBA on Saturday night. If you want to go for free, this one is nearing a sellout, I believe, too, at the RSO. Here's a chance to win a pair of free tickets to the Regina Symphony and ABBA this Saturday night. Text me your first and last name, 1-877-300-7275, and include your first and last name. If you're the 25th text, give everyone a chance here. Everyone's texting now. I'll count to the 25th text just to make it fair. 1-877-300-7275 if you're interested in free tickets to see the RSO presenting ABBA this Saturday night. Yeah, we're going to get the scoop on Agribitions return here in a moment. It's Tuesday morning, a short work week, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It was certainly a blustery Turkey Day weekend right across the province. Sunday, we hit only +1. Sunday, snow started to disappear, at least on the pavement, rather quickly, but some snow still lingering a little on the grass this morning or rooftop here and there. Believe it or not, there was heavier snowfall amounts and pretty gross roads and power outages in places like Nipawin, Kamsack, up to 15 centimeters or around 6 inches in some areas, too. That would have been, oh, horrible, as far as I'm concerned. But it was crazy. Saturday was so warm. I got most of the yard work done, all but the leaves raked. Thought I'd, try and do them Sunday, but no. It got too wet too quickly. Pretty easy to understand why golf courses are closed now. They were going to try and stay open through Sunday, Monday. I bet they closed early anyhow. And if you didn't get your fix of turkey this weekend, now the fall suppers are rolled out, right? I see Our Lady of Peace, Broad North, having one Friday, St. George Cathedral on Edgar Street, Sunday, so does Church of Our Lady in Moose Jaw. I know Lang, about 45 minutes south of us, they've got a big feast coming up on Sunday. Emerald Park is doing one. Bethune, they're out there. You just got to find them if you didn't get your turkey fill on the weekend. But those suppers come along right at the time of celebration as harvest is pretty much wrapping up here. I know harvest was over 93% complete according to the last crop report last week, but weather might have hampered some We were trying to wrap it up on the weekend, but hopefully you're pretty much done or almost done now. 40 days in county till Agribition. Joining me now for more on that, CEO of Agribition, Sean Kindup. Sean, welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, good morning.
I know you guys do so much great work behind the scenes. You've been nominated for a few awards. So why don't you brag a little? What's going on for the Agribition crew there?
Yeah, super proud. You know, just recently we won Business of the Year Under 20s Employees at the Hospitality Awards, which is Tourism Saskatchewan a couple of weeks ago in Saskatoon. And next month we will be heading to Gatineau as we've been nominated for Business Event of the Year and have recently been chosen as a finalist for the Canadian Tourism Awards. So
well, that's
big
awesome.
Things happening and incredibly proud of the team and the volunteers and staff.
Why do you think there's been so much recognition? I know it's hard work, but is it the event itself or what do you think it is?
Yeah, it's so special. Everybody behind the scenes and, you know, on the front lines with Agribition, every single one of them puts the event above themselves, you know, and I think that it's just starting to speak for itself a little bit. You know, but we don't get to sit over here and brag about all the awards and the things that, you know, that we're nominated for and have won without people buying tickets and, you know, just supporting us, you know, and the volunteers. I can't talk enough about the people that support Agribition. It's just, it doesn't go unnoticed, and we're incredibly thankful.
Well, Sean, it's an international event when it does arrive here on the 24th of November, and you go around the world trying to, you know, sell Agribition. In fact, you're returning to Mexico, I think, here soon. What's going to happen then?
Yeah, Mexico is an incredible supporter of ours. We're heading down to meet with the Jalisco Cattlemen's Association. They got a massive show down there that's actually 3 weeks long, so they're similar to our SCA. So we're going to go down and meet with their president and some more breeders down there to try and recruit another delegation coming back to Agribition this November.
Okay, and the rodeo is back, an association you've had with Maple Leaf Rodeo for a number of years now. What's going to happen here this year? Starts on the Wednesday of the Agribition, right?
Yeah, the rodeo is going to run Wednesday the 26th and end on Championship Saturday on the 29th. Yeah, and if you've never been to the rodeo, it's the atmosphere in there is second to none. It's I highly recommend it. And if you have never been, the Wednesday is free, so try and get there early. And you know, if you have fun, you know, try and get a ticket for the remainder of the show.
What's incredible about the rodeo the last number of years is it sells out rather quickly, especially that Friday, Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday is definitely one that sells out along with Wednesday with it being free night. So yeah, you know, tickets go on sale today. So make sure that make sure that you're on the ball and you know, it's not something you're going to regret by any means.
Okay. And this year, traditionally, you have, all the cattle come in from, all the provinces and international visitors come. Is this one of the largest events we hold every year at the Real District?
Yeah, it is. It's a massive event, you know, and it does so much for the province and the city. One thing that we are proud of is that we happen during typically a tourism off season. So as we head into Christmas, you know, we can fill hotels and fill restaurants and get people to get in out and see the other tourism attractions that we have in our city. But yeah, it's a massive event responsible for almost $120 million in economic impact for our province and something we don't take lightly.
Okay, so today's the day if you want to get your tickets in advance, right?
You bet.
Okay, so just hit up the Agribition website. And Sean, I wish you well with all the organizing that's got to be done before it arrives on the 24th. Bigger, better, and can't wait for it to return to town. Thanks for all the details.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Big win for the Riders, clinching the top of the West, and now we just wait for that West final, and it was nice to see Brett Lothar really come back with a big game, 5-for-5 Friday, and in the locker room, they showed him a little love after the game.
All right, fellas, so proud of this guy. Redemption. Where's he at, Brett Lothar?
Hope to see him carry on like that all the way through that West final and beyond to the Grey Cup. Wouldn't that be great? They did release Campbell Fair on Monday. See Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, will be back at practice today and update Jamie and Locker on the Green Zone later on. If you have a moment as well, if you missed it on the weekend, the Elks beat the Bombers too. Yeah, the Elks are still mathematically alive here as well too, but that game featured probably the play of the year, if not the best catch I've ever seen in the CFL by the Bombers, Ontario Wilson.
He will go deep down the field for Wilson! Up for
grabs and he catches it. Oh my goodness. What happened there?
Watch here. It's short. He goes to jump, makes a jump ball. It's bouncing. Everybody's trying to bounce it up. Ford, Darrell Ford does. Wilson tips it to himself.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable by Wilson.
It was one of the best catches I've ever seen. Pretty cool. It happened right there in the CFL. 25-20, the final for the Elks over Winnipeg. Hey, this Thursday night, I'll be honored to host the Night to Remember Gala put on by the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan in support of people living with dementia and our commitment to dementia research in this province. It's a dinner, live auction, and of course, entertainment. My friend Megan Nass from Moose Jaw is going to be performing. We're expecting a packed house. I'll make room for you. If you want to contact Brooke Smith, her number is 949-306-949-3402. Of course, hit up the Alzheimer website as well here in Regina, and you'll find the number there too. But this gala comes right on the heels that there are drugs now that could help slow Alzheimer progression, drugs that are actually approved in 44 countries, including every member of the G7, except for Canada.
These new therapies bring new hope because they can actually modify what's going on within the brain.
That's Dr. Sarah Mitchell, a neurologist at Toronto Sunnybrook Hospital, who says it's really difficult to explain to patients that treatments are out there. Just not here. It's frustrating knowing they're out of our reach, too. And their intravenous medications, lecanemab, and donanemab, where they can't cure Alzheimer's, but they can slow it if there's an early diagnosis.
The data shows that actually those patients in these trials that received these drugs had a slower rate of decline of about 30% compared to a control group.
That's pretty incredible, 30% decline. These drugs are not without risk. They've got some side effects, but they only work for patients whose disease has not progressed too far. It's happening. We're seeing more and more in science getting ahead of Alzheimer's, slowly but surely. But it's not even clear why it's taken Health Canada more than 2 years to review and approve these particular medications. They say only they will approve drugs if the benefits outweigh any potential risks. Available stateside, but not here yet. And it's very frustrating to those with loved ones with Alzheimer's how you could slow the progression up to 30%. Can't get it here. CJME News Time is 8:27.